Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the great train race this morning, the kids race that takes place in downtown. It'll be this year on May the 1st. Jennifer Taylor, the great train race director here, one of the co-directors of the great train race. And Lisa Crittenden here is here too from Hope House, Los Angeles Hope House. They're one of the organizations that will get some of the money raised for the great train race. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
It's great to be here.
The Great Train Race, Jennifer, is just, it's an institution. I mean, it's been, what is it 22 years?
22nd race.
Yeah. 22nd year now for the race. Describe what it is, because it's young kids up to age 18 get a chance to run.
That's right. And there are 14 heats, and it starts with the oldest children in the first heat at 7:30 in the morning. And So that day is as if you're running 14 individual races, and that's what the Great Train Race is. And it's 1 mile. It's timed. It's competitive. Everyone gets a finisher's medal, but at the end, the top 10 of every age group gets a trophy, and then you have the top five, 10, but five boys, five girls overall that for the top time get those awards.
It is, but when you mention it's all those individual races,
mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of organization that has to go in. You have to have volunteers. You have to have the city involved because the police are involved, and you've got roads that are affected. When you think about a lot of the races that go on around here, just one race. That's one race. You're doing that for a number of hours and having to just keep everything going.
That's right. It starts at 7:30, and then the final race, the little caboosers, the caboose run, ends everything at noon. So all day, races are happening every 15 minutes.
Yep, and it starts right at the train station. And
yes, just a little bit of before the train station on Caroline Street,
yep.
And then it turns on William Street and ends on Sophia. Back under the train station.
Yeah.
Under the train track.
And you've got, you've got always between parents and grandparents and friends. It's a frenzied area downtown on that day.
It truly is. It's 1,700, over 1,700 registrants last year. And then when you bring in the grandparents and the parents and the siblings and the friends, it is very festive, and it's just a good time. And the time flies, really,
yeah.
For me. The day just flies by.
Oh, I bet. But the getting ready for it, I'm sure right now this is one of your main things that you do something on most every day.
Absolutely. I am a behind the scenes kind of girl, so this is my specialty. We work very diligently to make sure that everything's in place for that race day, because the spotlight and the efforts are all for the kids, and they're the great thing about that day.
One of the things, it's May the 1st, but if you want your kids to be involved in this, you need to sign up right now.
That's right. Registration is open, and it ends on April 19th. And if you do miss that, though, you do get the opportunity to, as long as there's openings in the races, you can register at Packet Pickup, which this year Packet Pickup is at Dick's Sporting Goods. So when you come in on those days, which will be Thursday the 27th, I think that's the 28th, I'm sorry. No, 27th, 28th, and the 30th. Or
okay.
No, 28th, 29th, 30th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are Packet Pickup. And then you can come in and register in person, cash or check, but you are not guaranteed a T-shirt.
Yeah. And the T-shirts are something. We'll talk about the T-shirts as
okay.
We go along this morning. But the T-shirts are really something that you want your kids to have, and it's fun to see them around town. We'll talk about the designing of the T-shirts and everything as we go along here this morning. Jennifer Taylor, the great train race director, is here. What got you, Jennifer, involved in the great train race?
I started when I was in the Fredericksburg Area Service League, and the Fredericksburg Area Service League runs the starting line, and they all volunteer and they take care of that most efficiently, and that's how I started about 10 years ago. And then as I just fell in love with the Great Train Race, mm-hmm. and my son is 9, and so Jonas has been running it since he was little. And he started off in the caboose, and now he's been running the mile. And the last 2 years, he runs both the mile and the half mile. So you can sign up for essentially all three, you know, if you wanted to. And it's just a good time.
Well, and it's the kind of thing where, at least elementary and even middle school, it's kind of fun, and it's a lot of schools I know get involved. As the kids get into high school and run it, it becomes very competitive because a lot of these kids have run against each other from other schools in either cross country or track, and so it gets you a chance. It's a different setting, but to go against people that are your peers and your rivals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can feel that competitiveness, even with the little kids. I mean, when the 8-year-old children are lined up mm-hmm. last year, I mean, they are just pushing on that rope, waiting for that gun to fire, the starting gun. And boy, they take off and they are so competitive, just as much as the 14 and up.
Kids. And what's really fun is to see, especially the younger kids. And some of those kids are really runners because mm-hmm. you see them start off and you think, well, you'll never be able to keep that pace. And when they come around, some of those kids are still in the lead. Other kids go and take off and after about 100 yards start realizing there's a long way to go. There's a long way to go here.
Absolutely.
But yeah. it is fun. And the younger kids' races are really fun to watch because they're just so proud when you get to the finish line and you get that medal. And for some of those kids, that's the first time they've got something like that.
Absolutely. And that makes you also feel like your mom and dad, because if you have parents that are avid runners and they race and they mm-hmm. see all their finisher medals and they see them wearing bibs and they get to feel like the big kids or an adult because it is a... It is a real race, and it's timed. And what I love is when the children, their faces, the determination, and then their expressions. I think it's all about the expressions for me, because then their expressions change to bewilderment, and then they're amazed because then they start hearing the cowbells and people screaming and yelling for them, and then you can see that charges them up a little mm-hmm. bit. And then by the time their red little cheeks are coming to the finish line, they just seem like I don't know if I can do this kind of look on their face. And then when they have that finish line in sight, then you see that determination and that competitive mm-hmm. spirit, you know, just get right back in, and then they finish, get that medal, and they're just so proud. It's just an amazing day.
Yeah, no, it really is. Jennifer Taylor, the Great Train Race Director, what's the best way to sign up for the Great Train Race?
You can go to www.gtrfredericksburg.com, and then right on that front page, then you can go to whatever race you want. If you're going to sign up for the mile, it's the GTR. And if you're going to sign up for the dash, and then the caboose.
Okay. And again, April 19th is the cutoff to sign up. You still may be able to get in if you sign up during packet pickup at the end of the month, but why chance it? Just do it right now.
Exactly.
Jennifer Taylor here. Also, Lisa Crittenden is here with Lois Ann's Hope House. Hope House, one of the beneficiaries of the Great Train Race, and we'll get in to talk to Lisa about some of the things that Hope House does. When we come back, we'll continue on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Dr. Wayne Whitley. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shubel.
Jennifer Taylor is here. She is the race director of the Great Train Race, along with Lisa Crittenden with Lois Ann's Hope House. Jennifer, you were mentioning about the fact that where the money goes that is raised with the Great Train Race. Talk about that, and then we'll bring the always shy Lisa Crittenden into the conversation.
absolutely. The proceeds from the Great Train Race, I think, is what I love about about it. Children run it, and then the proceeds go to children back in our area and in our region. So how that works, the proceeds go to the Fredericksburg Area Service League, and that that organization is a great vetting machine, if you will, for determining which organizations would best need those funds. And so that's how that works. And this year, Lois and Hope House is one of the beneficiaries that the Service League voted in the spring last year, along with Spotsylvania Head Start, the Fairy Godmother Project, Hospice Support Care, Camp Rainbow, which is a bereavement camp for children, Rappahannock Big Brothers Big Sisters, Fredericksburg Head Start, and the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. So those are the recipients this year. So, and I was able, lucky enough to get Lisa Crittenden to come in and be able to expound on how that money affects the children in our area.
Lisa, before we get started here, and you're an old friend of the show, and have been in, and now you've been in here frequently. But talk about what Lois Ann's Hope House does. You're over on Lafayette Boulevard,
right? So Lois Ann's Hope House is a homeless shelter for families, children, and families, and we've been around for 29 years. We were the first homeless shelter, and we have. Currently, we're the largest family shelter in our community. You know, across the country, Ted, there are thousands of American families that become homeless. Within that number, 1.6 million children are impacted by that. So it's a big thing for our community and what people do to support not the families, but the children as well. And that's what Lois Ann Hope House does. We focus on not only the parents, but the children within our program. In our community alone, 877 children were defined based on the Department of Education as being homeless. Most people don't know that. 877 children. We can tell you through Hope House's program that from 2013 to 2015, we helped 145 children. Hmm. We touched the lives of 40 children a day in our program. And so we are very impacted by organizations such as the Fredericksburg Area Service League, events like the Great Train Race, to support our continued work in changing those lives.
No, and you talk about changing lives of just these are kids who they're powerless. And a lot of times the situations that the moms find themselves in, not of their own doing, and Hope House really steps in and fills a gap.
Right. So children in the, you know, we all have, many of us have children, and children have no ability to control what happens as their family evolves, grows, strengthens, what have you. And so it is important, you know, homelessness impacts those children's lives. Physically, emotionally, socially. And so I think it's a great thing to have children who have the ability to make a difference by running this race and giving back. And then impacting those lives of those children that have less control, but want to be just as educated, want to be just as stable in a family environment as those children are. And you never know. You know, homelessness impacts people very differently. Across the country, again, 11 million families in the United States are a paycheck away from being homeless. Hmm. Most people don't know that either. So it could happen when a person loses their job. When, you know, someone becomes a widow or widower, you're never quite sure what the impact of your life could be.
Well, and I know in some cases some nonprofits around here have come in and talked about how some former board members of different organizations have had to come back and use that organization because they were in a situation, like you mentioned, lost a job, got sick, and all of a sudden an organization that you used to give to and be part of the board of directors, you're coming to them for help. And unfortunately, that's all too frequent of a story anymore.
Right. Our doors are open. There's no barriers into our program. We're here to impact our community, whatever that need is for homelessness. We have such strong programs that really evolved over the years. Again, 29 years of touching the lives of thousands of families. That's what we do. But I will always say, Ted, that we can't do that alone. So the Fredericksburg Area Service League has been a strong supporter of our programs. We rely on those fundings to take kids to summer camp every year. There's organizations like Dawning Point that's led by Ken Croco and his team, his wife. We love them. They give back to us. Then you have those volunteers that come in and support the organization. So Trees of Hope is a big, again, event. We love events like the Great Train Race. We love events like that because we're not even putting the work in. Some other community stakeholders are creating this event to give back to us. We could not, again, continue as an organization without support such as that.
And we're going to get into this in the next segment, but there are a lot of ways that the people can even individually give, and you're going to be part of the community give, and I do want to talk to you about that one day, but you can give monthly or, you know, every couple of times a year or
right.
get involved. Hope House is one of those kind of organizations, like you say, that to do what you do, you need help.
Yeah, so Ted, we are an organization through the Community Foundation that's a part of the Community Give on May 3rd. 24 hours of giving. We need your support. We have a goal of $50,000 this year. That's a major goal, and we're looking for people across our community just to start out with $25. Mm-hmm. If you can't get, that's Starbucks. That's a lunch for a couple of days. Just give it back. It makes a big difference. We're in a big campaign right now called our 2016 Gifts of Hope. It's $150,000 campaign. 50 of that is going to be through the Community Give, and we have a donor who is going to match that with $75,000. So we want other donors to match that and give back. We have a lot to do, and we want to really, truly focus on the core of our programming, which is to have families no longer be homeless and to move into housing, to really focus on the education of children and breaking the cycle of homelessness.
I've told you this before of different times when I've come by Hope House in the afternoon while you've got moms. I've even seen you out there waiting for the bus to drop off kids, and just how much energy and excitement and that there is. But all of that costs money to be able to have the programs and run the kind of things that you do.
Right, it does. Just as you are managing your own household, mm-hmm. we are managing three households. And again, we can house we're the largest family shelter in our community. We can house up to 43 to 45 family members. Typically, 25 of them are children. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so it requires good details as it relates to oversight and management of these homes. Jennifer Taylor does a great job in doing that. We have a staff team that does case management. It's a great job. And then we have a licensed child care center. Come on. That's a great deal of support for a family that's trying to sustain themselves and move into housing.
Yeah, and that's right, because you've got the moms there then who are, because of a lot of these things that you're providing, they're able to go and look for, get a job, and then hopefully be able to save enough and be able to make a change.
Yeah, and we tout that we're the most cost-effective in our community as far as child care is concerned. So you have those who may have not salaried positions, but part-time. So you have may have a mom who's working or a dad who's working two part-time jobs. And so it has to be cost-effective. We're looking at employment, transportation. We're looking at child care services for them.
Jennifer, you're the shelter operations manager. What does the shelter operations manager do? I mean, that sounds like you're overseeing a lot of things, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess I'm a behind-the-scenes girl there, too.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy my job, and it is. It's running the households, essentially. The outside, the inside. I assist in moving families in. I get to see their little faces and their moms and dads' faces when they first come there, and the stress that they the environment that they come from. And then as soon as they're there, I've actually witnessed the transformation of these children who come in so stressed and so quiet and so unsure. And then they start getting off that bus and running in because that is their home. That's mm-hmm. their temporary home. That's where they first feel that stability. They have a homework table. They have tutors that come in from UMW, and they're so dedicated. And these kids come twice a week, and then we have a child case manager, and she oversees and makes sure the kids are getting what they need, and helping the moms with parent teacher conferences and all the things that we just do and we take for granted. She gets in there and she walks them through that, and she's able to make that connection with that mom and that teacher, and that also is a way to embrace that child and move that child on and forward, and their grades improve so quickly just in that short time because they don't have to worry about where they're going to be that night. They don't have to worry about, am I going to be able to do homework, or am I going to eat, or are we going to sleep in a car or wherever? And then they're home, and it's an amazing thing to witness, truly. I feel like this job is a blessing.
At least I'm sure that both of you, the meal time around there is really something.
Yes. Energy, going on.
A lot going on. They come in from school, they're doing homework, the moms are cooking, and it's not orchestrated. There's no timing, but it's just, and I will tell you as a staff person, sitting in that environment when cooking is happening, we get really hungry because it smells good. And that's important. So again, Ted, what you need to also understand is that we get donations of food. And so when families come in and they don't have enough food, you know, they're pulling from our pantry area. So they're pulling vegetables, you know, pasta, sauces to make those dinners. That is what our community does. But I have to tell you, I go down and sometimes look and see what's cooking for dinner and want to eat it as well. But there is this feeling of, for our residents and our clients, they say they can't believe that this is available to them once they're in. Because there's so much support from folks and our community stakeholders.
Lisa Crittenden is the executive director with Lois Ann's Hope House. Jennifer Taylor here is also a Hope House staff person, the shelter operations director. She's also here today because in her capacity as one of the co-directors of the Great Train Race, May 1st in downtown Fredericksburg. And Hope House, one of the organizations that will get some money because of people running in the Great Train Race. We will continue this discussion when we come back. Again, the Great Train Race, you want to sign up by April 19th. If you can, that's the deadline to sign up, April 19th for the Great Train Race. And you can sign up on the website of our sister station, B101.5, B1015.com to sign up. More with Jennifer and Lisa when we come back on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jennifer Taylor is here. Lisa Crittenden is here. We're talking about the Great Train Race coming up May the 1st in downtown Fredericksburg. You can sign up through April the 19th, although you still can sign up if you don't do that for the during the packet pickup time, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. But you may not get a t-shirt. B1015.com has all the details. Just go there, and you click that, you'll see the Great Train Race info. Click that on, it'll take you to the website. Jennifer, you can't do this without lots and lots of sponsors and lots of just people involved as far as volunteers. And this is one of the bigger events in the area.
It's truly a community event because without the core of the me, Jim Thull as the other race director, and Sarah Carty is our race chairman. And without their efforts and their hard work and dedication, we wouldn't be able to do it. And on top of that, Sarah Lasker's heading all of the volunteers. And we have probably 80 to 100 volunteers to make this happen. You have adult course marshals, because the most important thing during this is, because it has to do with children, is safety. So there are all adult course marshals. We have the great Fredericksburg City Police that will start the race. Every race has a race, the police car with lights on. And mm-hmm. then we have adult cyclists that follow the children. So the very last child is always followed by the cyclist. So there's never a child that doesn't make it across that finish line. That's very important to us. And to make that happen, you do need a lot of community support and those volunteers, and we have returned volunteers year after year. I know that you were a volunteer for many years helping with the Great Train Race, mm-hmm. and we can't do it without volunteers and sponsors. So sponsors are what, you know, how we can buy those medals and buy those t-shirts and make, you know, give all those things to the kids at a low cost. So since it's $15 for registration per child, but a family of three, then the prices go down. Mm-hmm. Three or more children, price goes down. So some of our big sponsor is the title sponsor, and it's the Freelance Star, Great Train Race. And then it's presented by B101.5 this year. And then we have the Caboose Run is sponsored by Colonial Internal Medicine Associates. And then the George Dashington is Allergy Partners of Fredericksburg. So those are our very large sponsors. And then our important sponsors for every heat is represented. The first heat is Fredericksburg.com, and then the next one is Peak Incentives, Rosner Toyota, Fredericksburg, Parisi Speed and Rehabilitation, Fredericksburg Parent and Family Magazine, Rappahannock Orthodontics, the Dr. Yum Project, Holy Cross Academy, Fredericksburg Academy, Xerox. A new one this year is My Plumber Heating and Cooling. They joined us. D&D Family Dentistry and Therapy Toolbox and Paragon Gym. And they also supply the water. They bring 2,000 water bottles and hand those out to the kids. So that's our sponsors. So without the volunteers and the sponsors and everyone's efforts, we really couldn't bring this to.
The George Dashington, that's something is something new in recent years, isn't it?
It sure is. We brought the George Dashington. We sat around thinking for the 20th running, the 20th anniversary, we wanted to do something special. And so we said, let's do a fun run. And we had confetti cannons at the end of the race for that one. We had tricorn hats with the George Washington ponytail hanging out the back to give to everyone that signed up for the George Dashington. And then George and Martha Washington themselves showed up on horse carriage at the starting line and were there to send those kids off. And it was such great fun. So that was supposed to be a one-year gig. And but then the family started saying, you know what, my child feels comfortable doing a half mile, not the mile yet. And so we wanted to have a race for kids between the ages of 6 and 12 because they can't run the Caboocer, which is a quarter of a mile. And that's truly a little fun run, super cute. But they wanted to run something but were intimidated by a full mile. So this George Dashington is what gets them in and makes them realize, wow, I just did a half mile and that wasn't that hard. So now next year I'm going to do the Great Train Race. So we've kept it.
Yeah. No, that it's a nice if for the kids who don't want to jump right into the Great Train Race. It kind of lets you see what you can do and how much fun it is.
Yep. And they get a finisher's medal too, and they wear a bib, and it's just like everything else is just not timed.
My kids went through, most of them went through starting out with just the. You graduate to all the races. It's interesting to as you get older when you can do the Great Train Race, but it really is the kind of a day that's a memory maker.
Yes.
For families.
It really is. And we're lucky that that we have Tri-Duo. That's a sports photography. They're one of our sponsors, actually.
Yeah.
They take those great pictures. And plus, mm-hmm. the Freelance Star has always been there to take such great pictures over the bridge, you know, all over where parents can't, because you can't be at the starting line and the finish line and,
yeah.
you know, on William Street. So you miss parts of it, but you can capture those moments through either Tri-Duo or you can get it off the very next day. The Freelance Star has always run an article about the Great Train Race, and all these great pictures are in there, and we're very grateful for that.
Now it's especially with the big emphasis on staying in shape and getting exercise. This is great because a lot of schools get really involved in this and try to get. I know in some past years, King George would bring some schools sign up. Mainly almost the whole school would come from a couple of King George schools every year.
Absolutely, and I think like I said, Sarah Carty is our race chairman, and she started a run club for an elementary school, Wilderness Elementary,
yeah.
In Spotsylvania County. And a lot of schools have started their own running mm-hmm. clubs. So these running clubs, these children start out walking around, and then by the end of the school year, they're running, and they want to be in the Great Train Race or a lot of the other races that are around. But the Great Train Race is a timed, certified mile. And so that gives you an actual time. And then
yep.
it gives you those kids come back to beat their time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my son, Jonas, he ran it the first year and he's a tall, big kid. And he said, Mom, that was 10 minutes for a mile. I mean, he was horrified. But his dad had given him Dunkin' Donuts, so that didn't really work out. Before the race. So the next year he said, no, Mom, no, I'm not going to eat Dunkin'. And then he shaved like 2.5 minutes off of his
yeah.
time. So he's really excited about this year. So a lot, and that's what all kids do. And that's a great part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's May 1st. Great Train Race downtown. And go to b1015.com. You can, that will get you to all the information as far as signing up. And April 19th is the deadline to sign up. Packet pickup 28th, 29th, and the 30th. And you said it's at Dick's this year.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods. They at the Spotsylvania Town Center.
Yeah.
They are a sponsor of ours this year. So we decided to have it there. And it's an easy location. Everyone knows where the Spotsylvania Town Center is.
Mm-hmm.
So and then you just walk right into Dick's, and we'll have our own space and pick up your race packet, which will be full of goodies, your T-shirt, your bib, pins to put your bib on. Ready for that day. Show up 20 minutes prior to your heat. The heat schedules are on the back of every T-shirt. And the heat schedule is also on the website. So show up 20 minutes early so that you can get your chip put on your ankle and ready to go.
Yeah. Now, and for a lot of these kids, this is the first time they've run in races, and hopefully they have such a good time that there are a lot of other races around the community,
mm-hmm.
This gets them into running and exercise.
Absolutely.
One of the organizations, the nonprofits in the area that benefits from the Great Train Race is Lois Ann's Hope House on Lafayette Boulevard. Lisa Crittenden, the executive director here, and Lisa, this is May 1st is the race. you mentioned it in the last segment. Pretty big day for you though on the 3rd for the community give.
Yes. So May, I have to tell you, May 1st, I will be a volunteer for the Great Train Race.
Yay.
That's my commitment, because I want to give back too, and it's a lot. It sounds like a great event to do that, and a lot of excitement around it. But May 3rd is a big day for our community. The Community Foundation, once again, is doing the Community Give. And so we're asking across our community, within our region, that people just make a commitment to not have Starbucks, to not have lunch in a day, or you can have that, but still give. Mm-hmm. Give at a minimum $25. There are prizes that are won throughout that day for organizations that have increased participation in specific hours, number of people that donate, but we are looking to raise $50,000 on May 3rd through the Community Give. What a good cause. Who doesn't want to give back to those lives that are suffering from homelessness within our community? And so we need your help.
And so go to thecommunitygive.org is the website, and look up Lois Ann's Hope House.
You can do it. You can do it both ways, Ted. You can go to the Community Give website and look up Lois Ann's Hope House, or you can go directly to our website, www.hopehouseva.org.
Okay,
hopehouseva.org. Click on that link, and that will take you directly. You'll see the Community Give icon and link, and it'll take you directly to our donation page.
And that's important, the donations, whether it's on the day of the Community Give, hopefully you get involved with that, but all times of year. And you mentioned just the things that you have to have just to run a house. I know you're always looking for donations of things like paper towels or detergent or any kind of stuff that you use at home. You need in abundance at Hope House.
Yes. Well, remember, we're having families come in. We're having the success of families move out. And so we need bed in a bags. We need paper towels. We need toilet tissue, detergent. We need trash bags, black trash bags. We always say that. And the other thing that we need are washcloths and towels. You know, people need to be clean. And that's what is needed for a family. And so those are the items that we provide when a family moves in. And you should see their faces when they open up that door and see what we've put together for them as far as what their family is going to live in for just a second.
Boy, and I'm sure both of you, both Jennifer and Lisa, it's got to be, you see people come in at the lowest of lows, and when they leave, and then when they leave and come back and tell you about their new life, how exciting that's got to be.
Right. It's really exciting. I mean, you have Comcast, who just had a major hiring of folks. And so our women, one of them was promoted through the system.
Huh.
So we're excited about that. But not only that, she pulled in other clients and residents so that now they have jobs, customer service jobs with Comcast. We have another one who went through the nursing system and is now certified, and you know, they're managing their lives. Some are salaried, some are part-time, but that's what we're focused on. That's what it's all about, employment, so that they can sustain their family. And we see the families evolve, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see.
HopeHouseVA.org is the website for Hope House, HopeHouseVA.org. Lisa Crittenden, the executive director of Lois Ann's Hope House here, along with Jennifer Taylor. Jennifer is the shelter operations manager, but she also has her hat on today as the Great Train Race co-director. We will wrap this up when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Jennifer Taylor here, the co-director of the Great Train Race, May 1st, downtown. Also, Lisa Crittenden with Lois Ann's Hope House here. As we wrap up here, Jennifer, we'll get into just again the kind of the nuts and bolts about the Great Train Race. April 19th, the deadline to sign up. And if you sign up by then, you'll get one of those cool-looking T-shirts.
Absolutely. The T-shirts are designed by children. We have the opportunity for kids to send in their design, and there are just a few rules, and the kids just have a great time with it. And for the second year in a row, the Dashington was won by a student in Chancellor Middle School. So that was fun, because I have no part in the voting, so I'm completely...
Yeah.
And the funny thing this year, though, is that the Freelance Stars Great Train Race winner and the Colonial Internal Medicine Associates Caboose Run winner are twins from the same family.
Oh,
and
wow.
They had no idea.
Yeah.
And they both won. So these brothers won, and Max and Ben. So they're winning. And it's just so cute. So I have some examples from last year to show you, just because it was fun to see George on a dollar bill.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really inventive, and they have such creativity. So it's fun.
If they usually work in the train station or a train or something. In the design. May 1st is the Great Train Race, the Freelance Star Great Train Race downtown. It kicks off at 7:30 is one of the first race.
And we, like I said, we'll have a DJ. Bill Carroll will be there from B101.5. He'll be the DJ for the day. He'll be on the Hildrip stage. Hildrip, again, is a sponsor of ours. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We have so many people from the community that have helped year after year.
Oh, I've always thought this is really, you talk about things like the Christmas parade or 4th of July or things, but this is the one day when for a few hours everybody just really congregates in that area around the train station, the commuter parking lot, city
yep.
dock, all that area. Lois Ann's Hope House is going to be one of the nonprofits that benefits from all of this, and I know it's exciting for you guys, Lisa, to be involved.
It truly is. It's such excitement. So I'm ready to help. I'm ready to see all the kids running and hear the music. And again, you know, the sponsors are important. And so what great sponsors to have in support of this, and again, impacting the lives of children in so many ways.
Only got about 15 seconds, but May 3rd, big day for Hope House.
May 3rd, community give back.
Give.
Just $25, 24 hours of giving. We need your assistance. Thank you.
HopeHouseVA.org is how you can get in touch with Lisa Crittenden and see all the good work that's being done there at Hope House. Go to B1015.com and you can see the link to the Great Train Race. Boy, Jennifer, I know Sarah Carty, and I mean she works on this year round, and I'm sure you have too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we sure do, and it's great fun, and it's great people. So Jim Thal and Sarah Carty and myself, we just have a ball, and we just it's all worth it that day. The kids make it worth it.
Fantastic event, Great Train Race, May 1st downtown. Sign up by April 19th. Jennifer, thank you for coming in, and you too, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
That is it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.